Anton, talk about the process. You talked about, I thought it was pretty cool. We're at the break, and sometimes the show within the show is good, and we get the break, and we need to include that here while we're live on the radio. Your process to get here, it was not easy.
Correct.
And sometimes that makes it taste a little sweeter. You're not caught up in what the numbers might look like, both stature-wise, and I'm sure you're caught up in the fact that you'd like to earn a little bit more money, but that comes as well.
Right.
Talk about that.
Like I was saying off the air, I always been a guy that was more caught into the process of things instead of their actual reward. I think the process is so much better than the reward in many cases, because everybody can get the reward. Everybody wants the reward. Everybody want to be rich, but they just want the money right now. Nobody want to go through the process of saying how I'm going to get rich or what can I do to become rich. So I always just been a guy, just love the process. I like doing the hard things, and the harder things in life that got me this far in life. And I just brought up that way with my family, my mom, not having a lot growing up, and just had to work for everything I have to this day. So this is who I am as a guy.
We were talking about this. You came here the third week of the 2009 season.
Correct.
It was your fourth team.
Yeah, within 2 or 3 months.
I mean, undrafted free agent.
Right.
Signed with Detroit.
Yeah.
How fast did it move after signing with Detroit? I guess right after the draft, so it would have been, what, April of 2009?
Correct, yeah. I did minicamp, rookie minicamp, everything with Detroit. After that, the last day of that, they released me. Then, like, the beginning of training camp, I went to Vikings Pelly, the second week into their preseason. I finished their last cut, and after that, I got cut from them. And maybe a week or two, signed with the Texans for practice squad for a week. They released me after that. Then I came in week three, and living testimony right now, being here since.
Was, and I'm not trying to quantify this, was Atlanta the last stop? Or was it, I mean, what were you thinking? You had been in four teams essentially in, what, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking? It can't be like this. This is not the professional football I thought I was getting into.
Be honest with you, to this day, I don't really watch SportsCenter. I don't really even watch football too much. Actually, when I leave here. It messed me up for a long time. It had me to a point where I just didn't want to play football no more. At the same time, I knew I had to keep going because I had people depending on me. Mm-hmm. And that's, the people are my family. And like I said, I don't have a family that come from a lot of money, a big background of going to school, finishing all that there. So I know I was the way out. And so I just kept driving, and that's how I get here.
That's amazing. The support system, because we all of us go through some tough, tough scenarios to play in this league. Most of us do. You certainly have just described how that is. The support system, how big has that been in your life as you go kind of battle through some of the adversity?
Adversity my whole life, since even a kid. I mean, I just recently found out, maybe two days ago, I don't know if I should even say this, but maybe 2 days ago, me and my mom, I was just on the way to work, and I just called my mom out of the blue. I said, "Mom, how you doing, this and that? You doing all right? You know, son, you know why I'm so happy for you and all this?" I say, "Why?" He said, "You know, you wasn't even supposed to be here." He said, when you was a baby, you was born with a fever that the doctor said they probably can't get rid of. And so that's why I always praise and saying you my favorite child, because you really wasn't supposed to be here. So when you have success, I'm even more happy for you, because you wasn't supposed to be here. So it was a great thing to hear from my mom. So that just made me drive even more now.